great to have this girl in the house. We're huge fans of hers here at the Ruby Sessions. It's always great when she can take time out of her busy schedule to come down and play for us. She's had an extremely busy summer, as she always does. She's been gigging up and down the length and breadth of the UK, opening for none other than Mr. Jules Holland, as you do. She's here tonight promoting her second studio album called Ula Baby. We have some copies on sale out there. Do pick one up. It is amazing. She's here tonight, as I said, and then continuing with the Jules Holland gigs, she does her first ever support for him right here in Dublin in the Convention Centre on October 5th. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a huge treat. Will you please make her feel extremely welcome? This is Galia Arad.
Worth it to you. Thank you very much.
This is Galia Arid. Galia, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm brilliant. Galia is a friend of the Ruby Sessions, and you'll probably, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll have heard Galia's songs before. So we're delighted to have her back here tonight. So tell us, Galia, what's happening for you at the moment? Are you doing many gigs like the Ruby Sessions, or what brings you here?
Well, I live here, so that's what brings me here.
You live in the Ruby Sessions?
Yeah, I do. No, I live in Dublin, and I've been doing lots of gigs with, around town in Dublin, and occasionally I'll go to the UK for gigs with, I do support for Jules Holland, so I'm occasionally on his tour, and I'll leave Dublin for that, and only for that.
And tell us once again, where are you originally from, and what brought you to Dublin initially?
Well, I was raised in a state called Indiana. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I have. Of course I have. It's in one of your songs. I'm a farm galley, so I know these things.
So you know Indiana because of May. That's good. And then I moved to New York City for many years. Well, I don't know if it's many. It's like seven.
And why Dublin?
I love Dublin. I fell in love with Dublin the few times I was here. And I love the music scene. I love music that comes out of here. I just think it's such a special city, town, or whatever, a village.
It's a small city compared to like London and New York, but it's a city. But how does it come? I've never been to New York, I'm ashamed to say.
Really?
No, it's ridiculous. I've been to London, and I wouldn't be as clued in with the live music scene over there. How would you compare those three cities, and why would Dublin be your favorite?
Well, I never said it was my favorite. No, I'm just kidding. It is.
Well, you're here. You're not in New York anymore. You're not in London.
It is one of my favorites. London is too big for me. Like, I'm constantly lost in London. Everything shuts down. You're a million miles away from where you need to be, and it's like 3 a.m. and, you don't have money for a cab. So London is a little bit stressful for me. It's too big. New York is, I think, one of my favorite cities in the entire world. So I didn't leave because of anything of New York, but I don't know. I think Dublin is really an easy place to live. I think, when I moved to New York, I was like super depressed for a year because it took real adjustments on my part from Indiana. And then moving to Dublin, everything's just a little bit falls into place a little bit easier here, I'd say. I don't know.
Oh, that's lovely. That's really nice. Yeah.
It's true. Like, it's a very easy city to live. New York is not at all.
And I don't know, that's brilliant. Yeah. But New York is so it's so famous, and it's such a great city. So we're privileged that you've decided to settle here in Dublin for now. Oh my God, I'm getting too soft now. So tell us.
You need to be a little more Irish.
I mean, yeah, I don't care. So tell us what's happening. So you mentioned that you occasionally tour with Jules Holland. Is that still on the go? And how do you find that whole experience?
It's still on the go, I think. I hope. I'll be actually doing his show in Dublin at the Convention Center this year. So I'm so excited to actually be in Dublin and doing it.
And when's that? Give it a plug there.
Jules Holland needs my plug here. I need my own plug. October 5th, I think, is Dublin, and October 4th, I believe, is Belfast. I've never been there, so.
Oh, excellent.
For both of those. And then what was the other half of that question?
And so how have you found the whole experience touring with Jules band?
So good.
His band or orchestra?
It's like an R&B orchestra. It's like a huge band. I guess that's what they call an orchestra, is like a certain number. I don't know. But there's a lot of them, and it's just the best. I get really depressed when it's over. Like when my dates are over, I just kind of, it's so good that it's really bad when it's over. I mean, that's the New York in me that says that, but yeah.
And tell us about, have you found that the whole experience has, inspired new material, new songs at all? Or tell us about some of the newer stuff that you're working on.
I don't know. I mean, you never know what inspires you. You know, I'm sure that maybe there's certain things that listening to his show a lot hopefully inspires me. What really inspires me about him is his work ethic, his the fact that he can tour, you know, most of the year with and support hundreds of people that, you know, a crew, and they all rely on him and his ability to like keep moving forward, keep coming up with new fresh stuff, and it's a well-oiled machine. It's incredible, and that to me is the most, it inspires my work ethic, I'd say, probably more than my songs. But who knows, you know?
What am I gonna do about the sunshine that warms my skin whenever you're in the room? 'Cause my umbrella's been up forever, my winter sweater fits just fine. What am I gonna do, baby, about you? Tell me what am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, baby, about you? What am I gonna do about the fresh air? I might feel you break my shield in two. Well, I want to sprout, look at me now, I'm just hanging out on a limb here. What am I gonna do, baby, about you? You tell me what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, baby, about you? What am I gonna do about the music that flows in me when I know I'm seeing you soon? Well, there was a time my heart was quiet, now I can't stop listening to it. Yeah. What am I gonna do about you? You tell me what am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do? Tell me what am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, yeah? What am I gonna do, baby, about you? What am I gonna do, baby, about you?
So when I first moved to New York City, I had a dream to be a singer, songwriter, and also a dream to be a dog walker. And I'm obsessed with dogs. And when I became a dog walker, I was fulfilled that dream. And I was also a pet sitter, which means basically I would stay at these people's houses and sleep next to their dogs. And I really felt, you guys are perverts, which was like literally my dream. And I really fell in love with this one dog named Wally, who was a whippet. Do you guys have whippets here? They're like the greyhounds, but smaller. And they don't have any body fat, so they really cuddle up to you. They cuddle up to you. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I really felt this really intense connection. This dog, I feel like a creep, named Wally. And I had just moved to New York City. I basically had no friends. And I was starting to make this one friend. He was actually Irish. His name was is Connor Doyle, in case any of you know him. I know one of you does. And so it was just the beginning of me and Connor's friendship. So you're still kind of on your best behavior. Like, you're not, like, completely yourself. And it wasn't romantic. It was purely friends. And I was just like, come over, we'll have lunch, and you'll get to meet Wally, because I had been bragging about him. I had pet sent him before. So Connor came over, and we were in the kitchen, and Connor slipped on a rug in the kitchen, which like made like a very abrupt gesture, and Wally attacked Connor. And I was actually so upset by it, and then Connor left really awkwardly, and I know it doesn't seem like a huge deal, but it was to me, because he was really close to being my friend, my only friend in New York City. And I loved Wally so much, I felt legitimate disappointment in, well, I'm glad you guys think it's funny. It was really traumatizing. No, I mean, it was, but I understand why you think it's funny. So the only way I could actually cope with it, and I was, I swear to you, crying when I wrote this song. I wrote a song about the situation called Wally, and here it is. Wally, why'd you do it? Wally, why'd you do it? Wally, why'd you do it? You are the only one for me. Wally, were you jealous, baby? That is senseless, 'cause he's just a friendship, and you're the only one for me. Did you? Okay. But at that moment when I saw your eyes get cold, I did not recognize a face I once adored. Wally, please understand, it's not that I am mad, but I can't help but feel a bit let down. Wally, do you regret it? Can't seem to forget it. So please just confess it, you are the only one. Your hair, Wally, please understand, it's not that I am mad, but I can't help but feel a bit let down. You had me on a leash, but now I'm feeling choked. Wally, keep your paws off me for now, 'cause I don't know. Wally, you were so gentle, now your tail's between your legs. Are you Jekyll? Are you hiding something big? Can't you hear I'm so let down? Wally, things are different. There's been such a distance just because of one instant. You are the only one. Don't know who you've become. You were the Wally. Thank you very much. I'm glad you guys can laugh at that.
I bought a Christmas tree today, just in a superficial way. It had nothing to do with Jesus. Needed something to decorate. I took some scissors and I made 1,000 snowflakes with your thesis. I didn't mean to think about you. I didn't mean to think about you. I didn't mean to think about you. So I threw them all away. Put my hair up in two braids, then took them both out right away. I felt too much like Pocahontas. And then I sifted through my clothes. You once said that I was bold, and it just made me so self-conscious. I didn't mean to think about you. I didn't mean to think about you. I didn't mean to think about you. Thank you.
so I threw them all away. As I was putting on my gloves, thought it'd be nice to fall in love with someone here in New York City. Instead of longing just along, the thrill of chasing all was gone. I always ran the best on empty. I didn't mean to think about you. I didn't mean to think about you. Thank you.